Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back.
Line. And every morning on the prayer line, and I think to myself sometimes, I said, wow, I think I might oversleep one of those times. But we've never caught him oversleeping yet that he couldn't perform and do the job that God had given him to do and be in leadership. And we thank God for that. And we're thanking God for each and every one of you. And we know you'll do your best to be a blessing. God bless you.
Thank you so much. We're about to ready to get our prayer request in just a moment. We never have an offering during the week, just on Friday. I mean, anybody else in there? Amen. Our special assistant, are you there? You want to say a word? If so, the line is open to you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and good morning to my first group family. Just want to come behind Dr. Stearns and Dr. Pfeiffer, remind you all that our conference is vastly approaching. We're probably about 2 weeks out now. So those of you that have made pledges, we're begging you, please, let's try to get those in this week so that, as Mother Digby claimed yesterday, that we can walk into that convention center debt-free. That really means a lot to know that our leader can go in there and conduct this convention and not have to worry about any overhead in paying for anything. It's already paid for. Praise God. That'd probably take our praise up just a little bit higher.
Hallelujah.
So if you have planned or pledged for this first group convention, we're asking that you please try to get those pledges in by the end of the week. The end of next week, we'll say June 7th at the latest. You may call Dr. Johnson again at 913-406-4845 with your reference number, with the arrangements you may have. But please, keep your word. Let's support this convention, even if you can't be there. And also, if you would like to send on Friday night, we'll be honoring our leader, on that Saturday night of the convention. If you can't be there but want to send a love token, a gift, words, you may send it to 2215 North 49th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. That's the home of Mother Adley Johnson. And she will make sure that Dr. Johnson receives your token, your gift, or however you want to be a blessing to the first family for the convention. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you so much. And let me correct that on the zip code is 66104. Amen. The address 2215 North 49, Kansas City, Kansas. And that's 66104.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And let me just make this clerical. That is, most of you think it's Bernard Johnson. It's not with the... It doesn't start with the B. It starts with the B like victory. It's Bernard, the B like victory, B-R-N-A-R-D. And God bless all of you. And we're ready now to get our prayer request. One of our assistants, they've been so kind to help me. Amen. If you feel led to get those prayer requests, would you just, if the Lord mentions, and this lady, you just jump in there and help us. Amen. The line is open to you for anyone who wants to get the prayer request today. Amen. I may pray. Amen. All right. Who wants to take the prayer request? If so, the line is open to you. Anybody?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Gina. I'll take the prayer request for you today.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, saints. Our prayer line is now open. Altar is now open. If there's someone out there that would like to place someone or something on the prayer line, we're going to ask at this time that you call out that name.
Pastor Peterson, I request a prayer for my son, Charles, and my marriage to be saved. And also for me.
What's his name again?
Charles and Meredith.
Charles and Mary?
Meredith. Be saved.
Meredith.
Remember me.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Peterson. Someone else with a prayer request. God bless you, Sister Lucille. We have you down this morning. Share another one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Someone else requesting prayer this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Sister Jones and Garnett, requesting prayer for Dr. Price and for Dr. Johnson and the family, and also me. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Sister Garnett, for remembering our first family. And anyone else with a prayer request today?
This is Sister Christopher. I'm asking prayer on behalf of Dr. Diggs and her son. They're going through some emotional relationship issues, and just asking prayer for them during this time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Christopher. Great hearing from you. We will include Dr. Diggs and her son. Is there another one?
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Just keep me in your prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Absolutely, Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Sister Gina. This is Pastor Kevin Strotter, and I would like to place Pastor David Bolton, Mr. Jeff Harrington, and his father, Mr. Harrington, who are both currently in ICU, both of them for two different reasons, and the entire Harrington family is going through a trying time, and I would just like to place them on the prayer list this morning.
Amen. Pastor Kevin, we do have the Harringtons and Pastor David Bolden. Share another one this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, good morning, Sister Gina. As the Holy Ghost is moving on families and children and salvation, this is Charlotte. I want to, a school is letting out, pray for young people and everywhere that will be out for the summer. I am just praying for the youth, the young people that are going to be out and families. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much for that request, Sister Charlotte, for all youth that are out of school this summer. God bless you. Is there someone else?
Mother Digby, I'd like to continue, but I keep Mother McFadden on the prayer list. She's home from the hospital, but she's still in a lot of pain, and I want to request prayer for her. She has kidney stone, and it's quite painful, so I want the saints to continue to pray for her.
God bless you. And I want to place our first food convention that's coming up on the prayer list today. How many more, Dr. Johnson?
Two more.
Two more? All right. Are there two others out there that would like to place something on the altar?
Yes. Sister Gina, this is to just continue to pray for Sister Sheila, her and her mother and her family. I just feel her in my spirit this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Sheila and her mother. Amen. One more. Is there someone else?
All right, that's good.
God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. God is so good. Amen. I'm going to join in prayer this morning. If anyone feels led to pray before me, that's fine. Anyone, the line is open to you if you feel led to pray.
Lord Jesus, we thank you right now. We honor you, O God. We come before you, Lord Jesus, asking for forgiveness for all unrighteousness, all iniquity, O God. We know you don't work through sin, and we ask your forgiveness right now, Lord Jesus. We ask, O God, that we be forgiven for all the things that we have done, all the things that we have overlooked. And we pray, O God, that your blessings will fall afresh upon us. And as we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, we come to you with clean hearts, clean hands, and a clean mind, O God, praying, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you will lift the burdens. Lift the burdens of your people in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for our first family right now, Dr. Johnson. Lady Betty, oh God, we pray right now that you encourage her heart, that you will lift her up, oh God, that you will strengthen her physically and mentally and emotionally in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that if there's anything that's troubling, anything disturbing, that you will come in and let your angels minister to her. Let your angels minister to the family, to the children, to the grandchildren in Jesus' name. Touch Mother Johnson, hallelujah, in a special way, oh God. Encourage her heart. Lift her up, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give her, oh God, energy as never before. Give her, oh God, hallelujah. Remove all the aches, all the pains, all the stress, and all the strain. In your mighty name we pray. And we thank you, oh God, for the mother of the nation. We thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray that your anointing, hallelujah, will fall afresh on her in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for letting her be with us, for letting her share with us, for letting her teach us and letting her witness to us in Jesus' name. We ask that you will bless the people on the prayer line, oh God, your children, your soldiers, your prayer warriors. We ask that you bless Mother Peterson in a special way. Bless Charles, oh God. Deliver him, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Touch in every area. Heal and deliver right now in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Lucia and bless in her home and her family in Jesus' name. Touch her children, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless them to be on the prayer line, on the youth prayer line, oh God. Lift them up and cover them and watch over them this summer, Lord Jesus. Bless Sister Geraldine Garnett, oh Lord, as she lift up others before you. And Lord God, we here to thank you right now for her even including us in her prayers in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for those that remember your people, Lord God, for those that remember, hallelujah, how to pray and what to say in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Christopher right now. Bless Mother Diggs, oh God. Bless that son. Bless that family unity in your mighty name. Look on them, oh God. We rebuke disturbance in the family. We rebuke, oh God, hallelujah, miscommunication in the family in Jesus' name. And we pray for peace, oh God, hallelujah. We pray for peace and no more separation, no more arguments, no more confusion, hallelujah. We rebuking confusion in Jesus' name. Bless Pastor Strada right now, oh God, as even as he remembers someone else that is in need, that is in prayer. And we pray right now for him and his family. Lift him up, oh God, above the storm in Jesus' name. Give him the run on to see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah. Lead and guide him in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Glory to God. Bless Pastor Bolton in his situation, in his time of need, oh God. Hallelujah. Breathe on him right now, Lord Jesus. Touch his body, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch his body in Jesus' name. You know the situation, oh God. We ask that you be the doctor. You be the great physician, Lord Jesus. He needs you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As he call on you morning, noon, and in the evening.
Hallelujah.
He needs you to stop by right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your angels minister. Let your angels, oh God, bless in Jesus' name. Send your healing virtue, oh God. Hallelujah, in your mighty name. Touch death. Touch the Harrison family, oh God. Touch the father in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Look on them right now, oh God, in the sick room. Hallelujah. You know how to move in the room. You go in without opening doors. You go in without having to close them when you leave. And Lord God, we ask right now that your ministering angels, hallelujah, send healing virtue, purity in the sick room right now, oh God. Purge the body, Lord God. Touch them and heal them. Raise them up, oh God. Give them another chance. Let them walk, oh God, for you. Let them call on your name. Hallelujah. Let them be a blessing, oh God, to those that are around them. Show yourself.
Hallelujah.
prove yourself, oh God, to them. Let your miracle be worked in their lives and on their behalf, oh God. For those that haven't seen miracles in a while and say you're not doing anything, let them realize, Lord Jesus, that this is miracle time, blessing time, in Jesus' name. Touch in your name, Sister Charlotte, oh God. Remember her, Lord Jesus, as she remember, glory to God, the young people around the world, in Jesus' name, the youth that are coming out of the school system and have nothing to do, have no plans for the summer. We pray right now that there be some summer Bible vacation programs set up, oh God, where they will be able to occupy themselves until the system starts up again. We pray a covering of protection, in Jesus' name, over them right now, oh God. And we send your blessings. Send your blessings, oh God, in Jesus' name. Over the young people, lead and guide them, Lord God. Protect them from the pedophiles. In your name, oh God, protection, oh God, from the wickedness, the evilness, the destruction, oh God. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to set up a camp outside of their homes, outside of them. But Lord God, we ask for your protection right now in Jesus' name. We ask that you prepare a table before them in the presence of the enemy. glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Cover. Even on the youth prayer line, they prayed last night that, Lord, bless the children that are out of school. Bless those, oh God, that are graduating. In Jesus' name, cover right now. In your name we pray. Bless, oh God, Mother Digby, in Jesus' name. Bless Mother McFadden. Touch, oh God, relieve her and melt those kidney stones, oh God. You know how to melt them. You know how to crush them. In Jesus' name, you don't have to make an incision to crush those kidney stones. In your name, oh God, let your anointing be upon her in Jesus' name. Send your healing right now. Your healing, oh God. Let us stretch our hand out to thee, because there's no other healing, no other help we know. You are a wonder, oh God, in our soul. And we are blessing your name right now. Touch and melt them, Lord Jesus. Touch, oh God, prophetess Steph. Touch, Lord Jesus, as she make a request for someone else. Lord, my God, everyone that's remembering someone else, we ask that they receive the first blessing. Hallelujah. And that it trickle on down, that it run on down, that it come on down, oh God. Let your healing come on down in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Sheila and her family, oh God. Touch and heal and send deliverance right now, oh God, we pray. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your healing. Thank you for your anointing in Jesus' name. And we count everything done as though it was already done. We just had to ask you and acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, in everything that we do and say. We acknowledge you, oh God, and we bless your holy name. We pray a blessing upon your people, a healing upon your people, a closer walk with the people in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, Father God, as you look upon us this day in Jesus' name. Bless your people everywhere on the prayer line, on the blog line, on GMAP, in Jesus' name. Bless right now as we give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you, Dr. Piper, and we just pray for you right now and ask the Lord to touch you and replenish you in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch. Thank you for every person who's lifted my arms this morning and for those who've been a blessing to this prayer line. We just praise you. Lord, look on Brother Pete, who has been so kind to me here in Kentucky. God bless him in a bountiful way. In Jesus' name. And God, we add our faith to every prayer that's been prayed here today. We ask that you would grant every prayer and that you would bless every person, every request made in the name of Jesus. We pray. And God, we bind the enemy who comes against your people. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, he wishes to come in like a flood. But God, we pray that you lift up a standard against him. Yeah. I pray that you block the pathway, that you give credence to people to even believe you more than ever. We ask for miracles to happen on this prayer line this day. I heard the Holy Ghost say, reach out and grab it. A miracle was waiting for you. I didn't know what was possible until I heard the Holy Ghost say, reach out and grab your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Touch every person. I pray those who are having problems with their eyes. I hear you say it. Tell them to reach out and grab your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Open up. Ephatah. Blessings of the Lord come upon you. Ephatah. Yeah. Yeah, eyes be open. People who are having problems with your ears, I speak the words that Jesus spoke. When he said, Ephatah. Ears be open in the name of Jesus. God, those who are having trouble in their back, I ask that you would put the oil of the anointing and soothe that aching back. That balm from Gilead, God, touch and let them be completely healed. I know you to be a healer. I know you to be a way maker. I know you to be a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I know you to be everything that we need. God, we're just depending on you. We're depending on you. We're depending on you. Touch the name of Jesus right now. Lift that burden right now. Soothe that aching heart right now. God, give faith where there's no faith. Lift, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody having trouble in that hand. Oh, God, touch and deliver. Bring healing virtue in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we're depending on you. We're depending on you. We bragged about you all over the country. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all. We ask or even think, and we're depending on you. Touch. Loose, devil. You a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is against you. God, we're just asking you to let your anointing move right now. Let somebody feel your presence in the room. Let someone feel the anointing in the room. Because the anointing in the room will destroy all yokes. I don't care what's wrong with you. If the anointing is in your room, just believe the Lord for a miracle right now. He's touching your back. He's touching your side. He's touching you if you just believe him. Touch Jesus right now, Lord. We believe in you to touch. In the name of Jesus, move by your power divine. Move by your power divine. Woman, be healed. Man, be healed. In the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for finances right now. God, oh God, the enemy would try to block the finances. Would try to block every blessing to the people of God. But I want every person who wants a miracle in your finances to hold your hand out. As if to say, Lord, I'm asking you for a miracle. And I'm receiving the miracle from you. God, I pray that you shake the chunk tree up in heaven.
Hallelujah.
And let your miracles for finances fall from heaven. And bless the grab them and pull them in. And bless the people from on high in the name of Jesus. Somebody is at the end of the month. But God, we fasted all month long. This is our 30th day. We haven't asked you hardly for nothing, Lord, but I'm asking you to bless the people everywhere this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them financially. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're able to bless everywhere. You're able. You're able, God. You're able to touch right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you said if we'd ask you anything in your name, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. We're asking you right now to bless and mend those finances. Somebody who has been in trouble, God's going to fix it for you. Fix it!
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh Lord, fix it, and we'll give you the praise, and adoration shall be thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless all of y'all everywhere in foreign countries. Remember that we need for you to get to thanking God 1,000 times all around your nation, all around your city, nation. Just ask the people, thank God 1,000 times. We're going to get him over 50 billion praises worldwide. Amen. Join us in the name of Jesus at the convention on June the 19th through the 22nd, right here in Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Kansas, at the Jack Reardon Convention Center. Join us and help us give God a billion praises. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. We'll hear you back again on Monday. Amen. I'm going to take a rest on the weekend. But we'll hear you back again on Monday. Join us at 6 a.m. Central Time. And may something wonderful happen to you. Amen. This weekend, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that something wonderful, and I'm grabbing that, will happen to me this weekend. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Brother Johnson, I'll be home soon. Lady Betty, I'll be home soon. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Elder Davis.
Brother Davis, God bless you. Amen. Come and bless us on the prayer line and do the inspiration on. Can you do it on next Tuesday if you can?
Thank you.
I'll let you know my cousin, Dr. Johnson, most I work in the morning, but I'm headed to South Carolina for a graduation. So we thank all of you. When we're off, we definitely tune into the prayer line. God bless you all. We love you.
God bless you. All right, y'all have a wonderful weekend and listen to your prayers. I'm praying for you all, too. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
And you too, Dr. Johnson, Lady Guy.
You too.
God bless you, Lady Guy. Good to hear from you down there in Florida. Amen. The Lord's blessings be upon you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless that special one in Jesus' name. Amen.